This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right. Welcome back. I'm going to try to give you my full attention, but it's going to be difficult.
Rock Chalk.
Rock Chalk playing in Chapel Hill for the first time ever.
Get right the hell out of town.
Yeah, they've never met at the Dean Dome.
Huh.
And they are playing tonight. Now, the Blazers...
Is Roy in attendance?
I bet you he's there, yeah.
I would
if he's
assume,
healthy.
Right?
I don't know if he's healthy, but...
What's North Carolina ranked? I can't...
25th, I think.
And Kansas is 10th?
19th.
19th.
Yeah. Both are young. So I was going to say, the Blazers, you know, I don't know if you know this, but their coach got arrested?
Yeah, I heard something about that, yeah. Hey, he's innocent, though, and he's a man of integrity, and he's doing great. Don't worry about it.
So when that happened, I kind of thought, wow, well on their way to the number one pick. But that seems to not be the case.
No.
But if it were... Mm-hmm. This kid, Darren Peterson for Kansas, mm-hmm. very well may be the number one pick.
Really?
He may be that guy. This is my first time laying eyes on him. Now, Danny Morang, who does our mid-morning show.
Yes.
On The Fan.
Noted NBA nerd.
Yes, huge basketball guy. He will not shut up to me about Darren Peterson.
Okay.
He's like, Rob, this is the guy. Mm. He is it. He is him. And
that he is him.
So far, in 5 minutes of play, I see what he's saying.
He's a
freshman.
And he's a bigger point guard, right?
He's a guard, but he is... Yeah, I was actually just thinking, I wonder how tall he... What does it list him? 6'5"?
They got him listed at 6'6".
Yeah. He doesn't seem 6'6", but he's scrawny freshman still.
Well, and no one... when they list him at 6'6", that means he's 6'3 and a half, maybe 6'4". So.
Yeah, he looks 6'5". 6'4", 6'5". But anyway, he is all over the place.
Because that's the Dabanza kid, the BYU kid.
Your boy.
Yeah.
He looked good.
I
saw a little bit of him
in the opener when they beat Villanova. He had like 22, I think.
And 21.
So he's kind of viewed that way. So it's like what? Him and then Boozer's kid and this Darren Peterson. Although it's Darren with a Y and that bothers me.
Yeah. Darryn, I think.
Really? Darren.
Yeah.
That's where we
got to go.
Is he a white kid, too?
No.
Oh.
like, you silly fool.
I saw Darren with a Y, and he went to Kansas. I was like, wait, is that a white kid?
No.
That's the, according to CBS.
He's awesome.
Those are the three prospects, and they do have Darren with a Y as the number one guy.
Number one, yeah. I'm already in love with him. All right, well, anyway.
I will make the prediction.
I got to get on that.
Let me just say real quick.
Okay.
Before the end of the year.
I got to get back to the show.
Okay. You were proclaim at one point. He sucks.
You're so right.
You will.
You're so right. Yeah. I'm not even denying that because Danny keeps raving to me about him. And I'm like, Danny, dude, I have been a Kansas fan my whole life. I cannot tell you how many times I have heard about the highly touted freshman who comes in and sucks.
Uh-huh.
Do I need to list them? Josh Selby, anyone?
I just can't wait for the inevitable. He sucks. We'll be watching. Kansas will be playing Texas Tech or Baylor in about 2 months. And out of nowhere, dude, this freshman kid sucks.
And I told Danny that. I'm like, dude, stop. Just let him. Can he get his feet wet
no.
first? And he's like, no, dude, he's going to be amazing. He's amazing.
He is him.
Okay. Well, so far, so good. But you're not wrong in that I will be hating him here shortly. Anyway, where were we, Jim?
We were back to the show. We weren't going to be distracted. We were talking college football.
I have one more Kirk Ferentz clip.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know if we need to play it.
I thought we were going to talk about the Citadel Ole Miss game that we have to.
Would you like to hear Ferentz previewing Oregon, or should we move on to other?
No, I'll see what he has.
Games.
What's he got to say?
Okay, this is Kirk Ferentz, head coach at Iowa, previewing Oregon.
Football's football, and
I think that's why I clipped this.
God, I love it.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I forgot that.
We got one more.
Yeah,
I'll go pull that.
Go ahead and pull
please,
it.
Yep. Please. Mm.
You kind of like whatever it is you like. Football's football.
Football's football. Right.
Football is football.
Football. Football is football.
Football is football.
Athletics is athletics.
Yeah, football is football.
The best part of football is football. And so you got to do football.
Football's football. And the only way to get better at it is to play football.
Winning football is winning football.
Football's football.
So I don't know if you know, but football's football.
If there is one thing you will learn on this program right here after 20 plus years, it is football is football.
Football is football. And I think the biggest thing that changes is that it really doesn't.
I should have just stopped it right there. Yeah. You know, it's a minute.
That's all you need.
It's a minute 43.
That
but
is all.
Basically, all he's saying is, look, football's football.
Yeah. I'll tell you right now, you don't need to know anything else about this game other than football's football.
But and we knew that.
And you know what they're going to do on Saturday? They're going to do football.
They're going to do football.
They're going to do football.
Football's football. And I think the biggest thing that changes is that it really doesn't pertain to Oregon necessarily. The year before that, we had a phone call. I believe it was like in early July. And that's when we learned that Southern Cal and UCLA were coming in the conference. And that was the first I had heard of it. So it was really amazing because I'm sure a million lawyers were involved, but they kept it quiet. That was the first any of us learned about it. And to me, that I'll never forget hanging up the phone that day thinking that, you know, so much for tradition, so much for geography. Those things are totally out the window, not knowing that, you know, we're going to add Oregon and Washington the year later. So, you know, college football has really changed in that regard. It's a national sport now. Conferences are national. I think, but the bottom line is this, good teams are still good teams no matter where they come from, be it the Midwest, be it the South or the West. And certainly when you look at Oregon, a lot to be impressed with. And Dan Lanning is one of the top coaches in college football from my vantage point. He's done a great job in a short amount of time. You look the last 2 years, they've lost two ball games. So, I mean, it's... They're really well coached. They've got great talent. They've got a good mix of old and young. They've got a lot of veterans that are homegrown. They went out and supplemented the roster with some transfers that are experienced and have really filled in some gaps. And then, if you look at their depth chart, they've got some really prominent players at the perimeter positions. They've got three freshman DBs that are playing a lot, and then three freshmen on offense, two receivers, and a running back. Those guys have all been major additions to their team, too. So they've recruited well, done a good job in the portal, and they're playing well on the field. That's really all that matters.
Very complimentary of Oregon.
Boy, the amount of cliches.
Yeah, and he just basically listed their roster, which
yeah.
I don't know why they do that.
Good teams are good teams. Football is football.
Football is football.
Good teams are good teams no matter where they're from.
Football's football.
Coach speak is the best.
Football is football.
Football is football.
Football is football.
Man, I can't wait for them to do football.
So there's one other thing about Iowa. They have what's called the mid-zone run.
Mm-hmm.
Tim Lester brought that in. So Brian Ferentz is no longer the offensive coordinator.
Go ahead and climb out of my ass for a while.
He has climbed out of Iowa's ass.
I so wish that was real.
So Tim Lester is their offensive coordinator, and he does something called the mid-zone run, which
yes.
apparently is like just a mix between the outside zone and inside zone.
Yeah.
But they've had a lot of success with it.
Yeah, it's more of a, you're just aiming for a general area. It's a zone run, but again, there's inside zone, there's outside zone. It's not that, it's not that complex.
It's just a twist on, they just run through, I don't know, you tell me, you're the football guy. They just run through different gaps.
Yeah, and so it's really good because it sets up the play action really well, and you can run it out of multiple different formations. Sometimes the way you line up can dictate where you want to run the ball.
Right.
And so this gives you a little more flexibility in and being a little more multiple, and you can make everything look the same.
Right.
Because so much of what Iowa does is going to be predicated on, because they don't do a lot. They want it all to look the same. And so this mid-zone run game gives you a little more flexibility in that, that you can't read tendencies as much, and it makes it a little easier for them to have the play-action game, which is really the only way they can throw the ball. If it's third and seven, you're effed, right? They have to be effective throwing the ball on third and short, and maybe some second and medium stuff, and that's where the mid-zone comes in, because it's better for the play-action game.
All right, well, hopefully everybody's feeling pretty good about it. Should be a fun one, tough environment. But like I said before, if Oregon is where we think they are, they should win this game.
Yes.
And I'll be very disappointed if they don't.
Yeah. I mean, this is, if it's, Iowa can win one way, and they have to force Oregon to play in that way. And remember that outside of the offensive line, there is not a single player on Iowa's offense that would sniff the field for Oregon. Oregon is a more talented, deeper, better, more athletic football team. Let's also not forget that Iowa, I believe, now is 0-11 in their last 11 against top 25 teams. They're in a lot of games. They're close in a lot of these games, but ultimately they just lack the firepower to push this over the hump. And so it will be disappointing if Oregon loses this game 14-13, right? That just means that your offense didn't show up. I have no doubt that Oregon's defense is going to show up in this game. It's just the offense, every now and then you got to put your big boy panties on, and you got to go out into the pink locker room. And if they score 21 points, they win this game.
I think it's interesting that we said that stat yesterday, 0-11, last 11 against top 25.
Yeah.
However, there is a not so fast stat that goes along with that. And it is that Iowa at home in November has only lost once to a top 10 opponent.
Run that by me again?
Iowa at home in November has only lost once to a top 10 opponent.
Huh.
And that was Ohio State back in 2010.
Okay.
And they've played some top 10 teams in November because those Big Ten boys come through there.
Yeah. Well, it's not going to be an easy place to go play. I expect it to be a physical game. But if you believe that you're a national title contender, Iowa is not a national title contender. Oregon is, and if you're really that, and what do they are him, or I guess they are they in this, whatever you want to call that.
What?
He is him, they are they, right? Like,
well, let's just say football's football. Okay?
Football is football, football's Oregon is better at doing football. So go do football better than Iowa
does. Football.
Remember, can you name the football's football people? Do you know who that was?
Which
football's
one?
Football's football.
Football's football. Is that Cristobal?
Football's football.
Yeah, that's Cristobal.
That's Cristobal.
Okay, how about this one here?
Football's football.
One more time?
Football's football.
I don't remember
that's
that
a tough one.
I don't remember
that's
that
Kevin Sumlin with us at Pac-12 Media Day.
What the hell is that guy doing now?
You know, football's football.
Is that Herm?
No, that's Brolovich.
Oh.
You know, football's football.
Because we have a Herm
with
in
a
there.
Bad edit.
Herm's got one in there.
And then, of course,
football's football, and the only way to get better at it is to play football.
Still not as good as Chips. Chips is the best.
Oh, yeah.
Football is football.
Football is football.
That's you and him.
Yeah.
He had fun with that with you.
Football is football.
Because Herb, I believe, was the first person to ever hit us with a football is football. Because that was right after that I brought that up to Chip, and we both started laughing.
Yeah, I think you're right. But ironically, we don't have the Herm Edwards football is football.
Herm started that whole thing.
Football is football.
About Colin.
Yeah. So many good ones.
Winning football is winning football.
And now whenever you hear one, it just makes me smile.
There is a hot take on the text line, though,
mm-hmm.
and I should throw it out there because we're a hot take kind of show, you know.
Okay.
Football is not football.
It's not.
Hot take.
I disagree.
Hot take.
Every coach. I want a coach to be on there to say that. Nah, football's not football.
You know, football really isn't football. Nah, it's more different every week.
it's more like rugby.
All right, coming up next, let's get to our college football tailgate. USC plays tonight. Would struggles confirm Lincoln Riley getting a little antsy?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like.
Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
We'll get to that next on The Fan.
Sports is sports. Sports is business. I like the music I like.
Football's football.
All right, let's get to some other games. We've got USC playing tonight. Mm-hmm. They play Northwestern, which, you know, whatever. Yeah. But
Northwestern's been a little more game than some people thought.
Yeah, well coached, but mm-hmm. they don't have. I mean, no. You know.
Speaking of quarterbacks that can't play, but they're, you know, they're.
Well, that kid was supposed to be good,
dude. He is
Preston Stone.
Dude, that guy is terrible.
Wasn't he? Where was he? Tulane.
Was that not where he Tulane? Came from?
He was some. He was a transfer, and maybe SMU. But he got beat out by the...
Yeah, he was SMU. Yeah, because he got beat out by Jennings.
Yeah.
I am often amazed, and this goes for the Gronowski kid as well, like these guys that transfer into programs like Northwestern, and then we hear about like all their accolades, and then you watch them play, and you're like, what the hell is that?
Malik Murphy?
That guy, Preston Stone, like when he was playing against Oregon, that dude was be throwing like an 8 yard out, and he had to throw the ball on an arc. Like, every pass he throws is like he's trying to feather it over somebody. It was unbelievable. It's the one position in sports that just, my brain can't compute how so many quarterbacks are bad at the one thing you need a quarterback to do, which is throw the football.
And they have a million stars, too.
Yeah.
You know?
But, you know, hey, they're 5-3, and don't take anything that USC does for granted. And now there's a lot of speculation about Lincoln Riley, and if the players are buying into that and there's some heat, is that one of those where we find out, like Jonathan Smith, when he was leaving for Michigan State, do we find out this is bled into the locker room and they go out and S the bed? Because it's not like they look great against Nebraska.
Yeah, I mean, that pretty much anyone tied in college football is saying the Lincoln Riley smoke is real.
Yes.
Apparently, he doesn't like the Big Ten travel, and he wants... I think it has, I mean, it would seem to me it would have more to do with USC.
He does bitch a lot about the travel, yeah. But
But I think
your school's the one that did jumped.
Yeah, but at the same time, he didn't have any control over that.
No.
I mean, that happened while, you know, that that really did change the dynamic of him going
That's
there.
Why they can't play defense, by the way.
But
okay,
if he goes to the Big 12, dude, that guy will dominate the Big 12.
Yeah.
You know, like, if, I mean, the Texas Tech thing.
It's interesting.
That is really interesting because Joey McGuire's doing a good job, but if they stumble, dude, they spent like $30 million on that team. I was just reading about them today. Their defensive line alone cost them $7 million.
Yeah, they went all in. They had that billionaire guy that used to play. There's two of them. And they kind of, they basically said, we don't know how long this system that we have is currently open, but while it is, we're going to spend all the money. Like, they went out, they bought a $1 million softball pitcher. Now, they got to the championship game, but lost. But they were like, well, that's all it takes to get the best softball player in the country is $1 million. Well, let's do that. They're going all in, and they went all in on football.
And so the idea is that if McGuire falls short with this team, they've already kind of thrown a scare into the fans there because they lost that Arizona State game. Like, they are dominant. Like, they lead all of FBS in pressures.
Yes.
They have 175 pressures in 9 games. Like, with David so David Bailey is the highest paid defensive player in the country. Mm-hmm. He is a pass rusher who was at Stanford. He almost went to UCLA, but they closed the deal with him as for the most NIL money of anybody on defense in the country, and he now leads the nation in sacks. There were 4 other guys that they paid big money to on that defensive line. And they have the All-American linebacker, Jacob Rodriguez, who's been there. Those guys are absolutely dominant in the Big 12.
Yep.
And so Texas Tech should not lose that league. They just shouldn't. And if they do, the thought is that Lincoln Riley's ties to those boosters there, they're sniffing around him to replace Joey McGuire.
And wouldn't it be such a cowardly move for Lincoln Riley to go hide in the Big 12 where they don't play a lot of defense and he can just score 55 points and run roughshod over that
league?
Or
it's brilliant because not only – he's not really hiding. He I see what you mean, though. Like, he's not in the SEC or the Big 10.
Yeah.
But Texas Tech has some of the best resources all of a sudden of anybody in the country. Why wouldn't you go there?
But it's just weird that you, supposedly the rumor is that you didn't want to go to the SEC because you didn't want to compete in the SEC and you knew Oklahoma was going. So you go to USC thinking you can bully around the Pac-12. Well, the Pac-12 dies, you go to the Big 10 and you haven't done jack S in the Big 10. You can't win on the road. You bitch about the travel all the time. And so now you have the option to go to, you know, whether that's Penn State or whether it's go to Florida or go to LSU and you choose Texas Tech, you know, there's part of me that's like, you want to talk about someone that's hiding from competition. And maybe that's not true, but that certainly is going to be the perception that will follow him. But what does it matter if you win 10 or 11 games every year and you're winning Heisman trophies and you're in the College Football Playoff?
And we're putting the cart way ahead of the horse here. He may not even leave USC.
No, but
and if
boy,
he does, maybe he goes to LSU or something. I don't know. There's a lot of smoke around Lincoln Riley's name.
Yeah.
And you're right. Like, watch this game tonight. If it's leaking into the team, you'll see it there tonight.
Yeah. I just think it's so interesting that USC, everything USC wants is in front of them. Like, I mean, they got Northwestern, Iowa, Oregon, and UCLA. They win those 4 games, they're in the playoff.
Yep.
And no one thinks they're going to, but you know, it is so bizarre, the idea that, like, he could get his teeth. Let's say they find a way to beat Northwestern, they beat Iowa, and then Oregon, they go into Oregon, and Oregon kicks their teeth in. And then, like, on the tarmac, he already has a deal signed to go somewhere else. It's just, I don't know, that just seems smarmy. And I really thought Lincoln Riley was going to be a difference maker at USC. And I'm shocked with how truly mediocre and soft that they have been. And I don't have any faith that USC closes out. Like, on the road, they're not very good. And so whether they beat Northwestern or Iowa, I do not believe that they will come into Oregon and beat the Ducks.
Patrick Mahomes, the celebrity guest picker on game day.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah,
it makes the only sense.
Well, why can't we have a BYU guy?
Oh, come on. It's in Lubbock.
I know. Let's put a BYU guy in there and piss off all the Lubbock
people.
How
would that go over? Good grief.
So they have Patrick Mahomes. We have Ty Detmer. Come on.
Well, it's first time game day has gone to Lubbock since the Michael Crabtree game, which was way back in 2008.
Was that Texas?
Yeah, great game. I remember watching that game.
Dude, some of those Texas Tech teams back in the day with Mike Leach were fun.
And I think that was Mahomes, wasn't it?
No, Crabtree was before Mahomes.
Was he?
Yeah. Yeah, that was before. Crabtree was there with, they had a bunch of those, they had a bunch of quarterbacks that were, that put up huge numbers but didn't go on and do much.
All right, we'll get to a couple of other key games in college football coming up later before we get to Joey. But we got to move on. In the news is next. The Bump is back.
The Bump?
Yep.
Graham Harrell was, I was going to say, it was a name that you would have heard of, but I couldn't remember it. But yeah, Graham Harrell was the guy.
Yes, the Bump is back. I'll fill you in next on In the News, but first here's Schultzy with SportsCenter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Yeah, the cool thing about Texas Tech BYU is that it is the first game off tomorrow. I love it when one of the bigger games of the week is the big nooner.
Yeah, because it just...
It's great.
It starts your day off right. It puts you in a good a good headspace.
Good space.
For some football, it's the Big 12. It's Division One. I'm hoping my team does not get their ass kicked, and I'm kind of worried that we're going to get our ass kicked.
Not going to lie, because I cannot lie.
Yeah,
laid the points.
Did you?
I did.
Yeah, yeah.
I have a lot of respect for what Texas Tech is doing.
I do too. And BYU. I mean, I can't remember the last time BYU was ranked 7th or 8th in the country. I mean, they're 8-0. But having watched the majority of their games.
Freshman quarterback game day there. Come on,
it's not, you know.
It's Division I football!
We're we're in a lot of close games and we're finding ways to win. It's the same reason I don't fully believe into Texas A&M. Like, you easily could have two or three losses, and something tells me that eventually that shoe's going to drop, and Texas Tech is probably the team that drops it.
Somebody texts, except that it's on ABC. So for those of us with YouTube TV, we don't get ESPN ABC.
Don't have that problem.
I know you don't, but for those of us that do, Fubo has a 5-day free trial.
Oh, there you go.
I signed up for it yesterday, so I'm good until whatever. Nice. Tuesday.
Yeah. And then just sign up for a different one. And can you do that? Like the old days of
you
like.
You know, I don't know.
Can you do like those CD? Remember the like the CD club sign
ups? For a penny?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, but I will say this. I've been toying around with Fubo, and it's basically the same cost and basically the same as YouTube TV. Yeah. So if YouTube TV can't get its S together with ESPN, I'll just cancel YouTube TV and go with Fubo.
Yeah.
So they're going to lose me.
It is amazing how short-sighted these dumbasses can be.
You're so right. All right. It is November 7, 2025. It's time now for In the News. I'm your News Man. Hello. Thank you. Thank you so much. It's brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Today is Love Your Lawyer Day.
Oh, okay.
How about that?
Go Advocates.
Yep. And don't forget about the guys at 1-800-DIVORCE.
Yes. Colin and company.
They're great
people.
Don't forget about George McCoy.
Yes. Matthew Philbrook.
Philbrook, yeah.
A lot of lawyers. Golfer and his wonderful son, who's a P1 of this program, Marquise. Shout out.
It is also National Jersey Day.
Like New Jersey or like wearing a jersey?
No, jerseys.
Yeah, I can't.
I have one jersey.
Do you?
Yeah.
I got a couple rugby jerseys count.
And
right?
I never wear it. Yeah, of course. Actually, I have two. I have a Hungarian team handball jersey.
Mm. Nice.
What?
Yeah. My buddy lived in Hungary for a while. He brought it back for me.
That's kind of badass.
I bought a Ronaldo jersey when I was in Portugal.
Nice. You have more than.
Yeah, I got a couple. Like I said, I have a rugby jersey. I used to wear hockey jerseys a bunch, and then I got to a point where I got a little bit older, and I don't really. I gave them all to my kids. They love them. But, like, I'll break out a jersey at a winter hot game. But I did get caught up when I was over in Portugal. Like, I got caught up in Ronaldo fever, and I picked up a Portugal soccer jersey. But I don't wear it into work because then I still feel a little weird wearing a guy's name on my back, like, walking into work.
Especially him.
He's wonderful.
Well, when I was 12 in Brazil, I got the first Ronaldo. Like, you know, the forwards for the Brazil national team. That Ronaldo and Romario. I got a Ronaldo jersey then, and God, I've probably got at least 15, maybe 20 jerseys. Mm. Like, Carmelo Anthony Blazers, Dame Lillard Blazers, like seven different Mariners.
Would you do me a favor and please wear a Carmelo Anthony basketball jersey with no sleeves? I want to see that tank top. Yeah, I need no undershirt. I just need you next week in a Carmelo Anthony tank top.
Okay.
Yeah, I need to see it.
So I need to go, all right, dressed like
Let's
I was.
Let's have Jersey Day, guys.
On Halloween.
I'll wear my Hungarian team handball jersey.
I would like to see what that looks like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you really want me to wear the mellow jersey? Okay.
Yes, with no shirt. Don't do a cowardly thing and wear an undershirt.
Okay.
Dude, those arms fly, baby.
Some NBA players wear undershirts.
No, Pat McAfee.
Not
let
you.
Those guns breathe.
They don't have the courage of Schultze.
No.
Look, yeah, got some muscle. Got some fat and some muscle in there.
We have an unfortunate update on that notorious bump along Highway 26 near Seaside.
Yeah.
Everybody knows about this, right?
Oh, yeah.
If you've ever been out there.
Oh, yeah.
It sends cars airborne, causes crashes.
You gotta
it's
real
wild.
Careful with that thing.
Yeah, according to officials, the bump is back. Mm. So that is near milepost 13 as you're heading into or heading towards the Big Ocean Wooter.
Yeah.
And they had a slide, like a little landslide over there.
Mm-hmm.
And the underground water pressure pushed the pavement up again. So it's, be carefs.
But is there a sign? Can we do like a...
Yeah, they have a sign.
Can we put that up, like caution?
But I think the problem is, I want to say, I remember this correctly, but I probably don't. The last time we went out there, or at one point when we went out there, there was a sign, but it's like people, we kind of lump all caution signs in the same. And we're, it's kind of like, that's a suggestion.
Yeah.
But with this one, I think they need, I think they didn't make it clear that it's not just a caution. Yeah, it's slow the F down.
Yes, we need big Like there are, yes, we need more. When it's really bad, we need a really bad caution sign that lets you know that there's bumps, there's things ahead. I was test driving a car once, and they let me take it out on my own, which is not probably the best idea. And I came across an area like this where I did not expect the road to do a certain thing. I dukes of hazarded that. I felt, I was like, oh my God. Needless to say, I did not purchase that car. I took it back and was like, I just...
With like, the broken chassis?
I was like, yeah, it wasn't really quite my speed. And I just, like, every now and then we need to... Those big airborne jumps, we need big signs for those. They sneak up on you.
They're saying that the speed limit is down to 25 miles per hour.
No one pays any attention to that.
And they also say that if the weather cooperates and stays dry, which it won't, crews plan to add another drain to relieve the water pressure. But for now, you'll be happy to know, ODOT says, you know what they say they're doing?
What do we got?
They're keeping an eye out. Keeping an eye out.
It's like when the babysitter, when you're babysitting, I got my eye on it.
I've got an eye on it.
It's a beautiful world of YouTube. Threw me back to the old whale beached. What was it in Florence back in 1970?
Yes.
And
Paul Lindman.
Yeah, exactly. Paul Lindman, very world famous news anchor now for that story because Oregon had a whale of a problem and a stinking whale of a problem. But if you don't remember, ODOT were the ones at the time that controlled the beaches, and it was an engineer of ODOT who still, to this day, I don't know if he's still alive or not, but would not admit that anything went wrong with that explosion. But let me just remind people, it was ODOT's plan to explode
ODOT,
a whale.
I'll tell you right now. That's
not smart.
I don't care. That's the best idea ever. In fact, I want to go back to it. You can't tell me that's not the best thing that ODOT has ever done. And as long as we put up appropriate safety measures, you're telling me that dynamiting a whale right now wouldn't be the best thing that this state has done in years? There'll be no flack given to ODOT for blowing up whales. Not on this program.
That is my torch.
Give them flack for a lot.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That it was ODOT. Yeah. All right. Coming up next, Portland's newest sports team has a name. And it's great.
Oh, it is.
It's great.
Should be the Exploding Whales.
That's coming up next on The Fan. All right. This is In the News for November 7, 2025. Your noted newsman here. Thank you. What did I tease? Oh, yes, the newest sports team in Portland.
Yeah, what do we got?
Has a great name, I think. It's the same folks behind the Portland Pickles and the Portland Bangers.
Love the Bangers.
They announced this week that the city's new USL women's soccer team would be the Portland Cherry Bombs. And that's fantastic.
So is this the same... Is this the same kind of, like, weird league that the Bangers play in? What is the... What league is this?
I don't know.
That doesn't matter.
Well, yeah, I mean, like the name. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. The Cherry Bombs are great. Whoever is running that show over there, from the Pickles to the Bangers to the Cherry Bombs, you're doing amazing work here. I just don't know what the USLW is.
Isn't it like the Junior Women's Soccer League? It's what's under the professional. Isn't that called the NWSL, the Women's Soccer League?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's the junior version of that.
Is it like a... But the Bangers aren't, and like the Pickles aren't affiliated with anything. They're like semi-pro kind of thing.
Yeah, so it doesn't strike me as odd that one entity will own several semi-pro teams of different sports in one area, right?
So is that what this is? I'm assuming as much? No one knows.
I'm
laying out.
You went down the road of
I just like the name.
You like the name.
I think it's a great name.
Yes.
And the logo is great.
Speaking of great jerseys, I tried buying one of the Banger jerseys. They had like one that was really cool, but like they were the one time I went to the game, it was sold out. They didn't have big sizes. They have done the Pickles and the Bangers have great merch, and I'm assuming the Cherry Bombs will be as well.
No, you can see it. It's cool. It's I mean, it's kind of an angry lady cherry.
Yeah.
With
dare I say a sexy cherry?
Yeah, kind of sexy angry.
She's got a sexy pout going on.
A little bit.
Yeah.
And she's got the FC is on like almost like it's like a
well, that's the stem. It's the stem,
but it's like it's a stick of dynamite.
Yeah, it's blowing up.
And then it's got Portland cherry bombs around it.
And yet somehow we came up with the Portland fire.
Pink. Right? I know, right?
Like, I mean, what are we doing?
What are we doing?
That was because
ODOT?
We're the trailblazers, and I think they took blazers and, blazing fire. Portland fire.
They just went with the fire because that was the old
name. Wildfires, man.
They just were like, it was a throwback to when we had a WNBA team 20 years ago for all of like 8 seconds.
That's literally what I'm saying. Then, remember, it was wasn't it like the Phoenix Mercury, you know, then the Phoenix Suns? Every WNBA team was sort of related name-wise.
Like Timberwolves and Lynx.
Yeah. It's so dumb, but it's...
I'm just saying. Tell me how much better the WNBA team would be if it was the Portland Cherry Bombs. I would much rather have a Portland Cherry Bombs shirt than I would the freaking, the fire. Like the Thorns. Cool merch!
Now, who did that song? Cherry Bomb! Who did that song?
Are you
going to have to ask for rights? You have to buy that song because you got to use it.
That is by the Runaways.
The Runaways.
1976.
Ooh.
I don't know. Well, that's Cherry Bomb. These are the Cherry Bombs.
I don't think you have to ask for rights. You can just play it.
Can you?
I mean, as long as they have a license to play music at their stadium in general, yeah.
And it does say that it is named after that punk rock anthem.
Yeah. It says, we built the Cherry Bombs to embody everything that makes Portland electric, fearlessly creative, unapologetic Hold on. Let me start that over.
You're doing great.
We built the Cherry Bombs to embody everything that makes Portland electric, fearless creativity, unapologetic individuality, and the belief that sports can be a canvas for culture. Mm. This team isn't just joining the W League. It's detonating a new era for women's soccer in the Northwest.
I love that. Well, because the song, the name Cherry Bomb, of course, based on the band from the Runaways, that was a they were one of the first all-female bands, right? Playing their own instruments, doing everything.
Like, I have no idea.
They were so on the precipice of that.
Schulte, once again, spot on with aviation, fast food takes, and the 1970s female punk scene.
Was Joan Jett?
Yes.
Was she in the Runaways?
She was their guitarist.
I love Joan Jett.
So she, as far as I know, I just heard an interview from her. That was the start of the Runaways. So the reason was because there were no young girls at the time playing instruments.
You know, the other tie-in here is that we are in war-torn Portland.
Yeah.
Cherry Bomb. They say that the team's name is a nod to the Runaways' 1976 hit Cherry Bomb and Portland's 1990s riot girl movement, celebrating empowerment, art, and self-expression.
Not only was Joan Jett in, but also Lita Ford, in the Runaways.
Dude, what a badass band.
Damn.
Wilson, who's the guitarist from Heart? Not Anne.
Nancy.
Nancy. Yeah. Was she in it too?
No.
Because that'd be the greatest female band of all time.
No. Cheery Curry was in it, and Sandy West, Jackie Fox, and Michelle Steele. They had a bunch of them.
All right, well, that's all we have time for here on In the News, November 7, 2025. Coming up next, we've got a few Friday randoms. You're going to hear Kiki Hernandez describe the near biggest blunder in World Series history.
And when you listen to him describe it and then you watch the replay like laid over, it's awesome.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
To hear him. So he's going to walk you through his thought process as he thought he blew the entire World Series. And then we got some other stuff too. We got to look ahead to the NFL slate and the rest of the college football schedule. And then Joey Harrington will join us at 5:30, talk a little Oregon, Iowa here on 105.1 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.